Hello and welcome back to The Furnace, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so today's saints are a great example for us of how Christian witness can bear fruits in so many ways, even if at the time we might not see those fruits. Today we celebrate Saint Paul Mickey and his companions, who were martyred in Nagasaki, Japan. Now you may be familiar that Nagasaki is famous for the second atomic bomb dropped by the Americans in World War II. But 3.5 centuries before that, we have 26 martyrs who were crucified on crosses and stabbed on spears. Now after a relatively promising beginning of the Catholic missions in Japan in the 16th century, Christianity was then suppressed after political tensions, which led to the martyrdom of St. Paul Mickey and his companions. And it was described by a contemporary writer at the time that they went to their death singing psalms, joyfully calling upon the names of Jesus and Mary. St. Paul Mickey, preaching from the cross itself, said, "My religion teaches me to pardon my enemies and all who have offended me. I do gladly pardon the emperor and all who have sought my death. I beg them to seek baptism and be Christians themselves." Now, the amazing thing is that for 250 years, it was thought that Christianity died in Nagasaki. So when French priests returned around 860 to establish a church, they were amazed to be visited one day by a Japanese man who asked the priest three questions: whether they venerated Mary, the Mother of God, whether they were married, and whether they followed the Pope in Rome. When the priest answered them, the whole community of hidden Christians began to come out of hiding with great joy and practice their faith openly, and the majority rejoined the Catholic Church. So the message for you today is that the work of God is never in vain. Some of the fruits we may never see, especially may not even see in our own lives, but know that every effort in proclaiming the gospel is worthwhile. For the Father sees all things and will bless the work, perhaps in most unexpected ways. Let us pray. O God, strength of all the saints, who through the cross were pleased to call the martyr Saint Paul Mickey and the companions to life, grant, we pray, that by their intercession we may hold with courage even until death to the faith that we profess. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.